Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 7, New Allies, New Enemies. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now it is a dark time for the rebellion. Their fortress on the planet Hoth destroyed, the survivors of the Rebel Alliance are being hunted across the galaxy. Luke Skywalker, moved by the Force, has gone to the mysterious planet Dagobah to further his Jedi training. One Rebel starship, the Millennium Falcon, is now being pursued through an asteroid field by an Imperial Starfleet. Aboard her are the Princess Leia Organa, the droid C-3PO, Captain Han Solo, and his Wookiee first mate Chewbacca. Giant warships and swift TIE fighters close in for the capture at the command of Darth Vader. And on the bridge of the Dark Lord's flagship, other Predators are about to take up the hunt.
Lord Vader, we have assembled the bounty hunters as you requested.
Very good, Admiral.
You bounty hunters, heed me well. There will be a substantial reward for the one who finds the Millennium Falcon. You may use any methods necessary, but I want those rebels alive. Is that clear? I wish to hear from you in particular, Boba Fett. I will tolerate no disintegrations.
It shall be as you command, Lord Vader.
Then go, all of you, and do not forget what I have said. Your lives depend upon it.
My Lord Vader.
Well, Admiral Piet.
My Lord, the rebels are within our grasp. Captain Nita and the Avenger have the Millennium Falcon under close pursuit.
I want that ship, Piet. Relay that to Captain Nita.
Yes, my lord.
Whatever the cost, I want the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, thank goodness we're coming out of the asteroid field.
The Imperials are still on us and they're getting closer, Han.
Relax, sister. We're about to lose it. Ready for light speed, Chewie? Bye, Starfleet. We'll keep in touch. One, two, and three.
It's not fair.
No light speed?
It's not my fault.
We just lost the main rear deflector shield. One more direct hit on the Falcon stern and we're done for.
Chewie, bring her about. I said bring her about. I'm going to put all power to the forward shields.
Hold it. You're not going to attack them.
Inspiration is my specialty. Ready to landing claw, Chewie.
Landing claw?
Sir, the odds of surviving a direct assault on an Imperial Star Destroyer... The Imperials have their deflectors at full power. They've cut their speed.
Yeah, they're getting cautious. Got any objections, Leia?
You've already been an Imperial prisoner, remember? Run, or fight, or do anything you want except surrender.
We're on a collision course!
No, not quite. Hang out the landing claw, Chewie. Kill the engines. Shut her down, Chewie. Lights out. The claw's secure.
Yes, but to the hull of an Imperial Star Destroyer. Our existence is nearly over.
No, we're on their upper works, see? Blind spot. We came in so fast, they lost track of us.
Hey, you picked a perfect place. I'll give you that, flyboy.
Yeah. The Imperials will think we got to light speed somehow.
And now what do?
We wait it out. Trust me.
I knew it. I knew he'd say that.
Captain Nita has come aboard, Lord Vader.
Bring him before me at once.
Lord Vader, the Millennium Falcon has eluded us. We are not sure how. She's too small a vessel to carry a cloaking device.
Is that so, Captain?
I accept full responsibility and extend my deepest apology. Her crew was very resourceful. They
are minor criminals. Marginal outlaws. You are inept.
No, Lord
and
Vader.
Ineptitude is of no use to me or the Empire.
Oh, my Lord! Oh, I beg you!
Your apology is accepted, Captain Nida. Admiral Piet.
Yes, my lord.
Your report.
The Starfleet has completed its scan of the area and found nothing. If the Millennium Falcon went to lightspeed, she could be on the other side of the galaxy by now.
Alert all commands. Calculate every possible destination along their last known course.
Yes, my lord. We'll find that ship.
Do not fail me again, Admiral Piet.
Alert all commands. Deploy the fleet. Make preparations for lightspeed at once.
Use the Force, young Skywalker. Remember the balance within and the balance without. Yes, feet in the sky. Good.
What now, Master?
Burdens you must learn to bear. The first will be your teacher. Hold still.
Hey,
perch on your big foot, I will. Steady. Do it, you can. Rely not on your muscles alone. To what you are doing, must you attune yourself. Good. Good. Now, that stone, into the air will you raise it with your mind alone. Feel the stone float in the air and concentrate.
What's the matter with...
One mission before you decide to collapse.
But I didn't... Master, R2's trying to tell us something.
Into the marshes, your fighter! Sinking! Have you no ears?
My ship? Oh no, R2, come on! We gotta save her, hurry! No... Oh, no, look at that. There it goes. We're never gonna get the ship out of there now, R2.
Never? So impossible, is it? So certain are you? Young Skywalker, always with you, it cannot be done. If you wish to lift it out, do so.
Master, raising stones into the air is one thing. Raising my fighter out of the swamp, that's totally different.
No! No different. Only different. In your mind. Unlearn. You must unlearn what you have learned before.
But this is so much more.
Do it. Raise it. Bring it here to the shore.
All right. I'll give it a try.
No. Do or do not. There is no try. Now, focus. Feel the ship.
The ship.
Concentrate. Open yourself to the Force.
It's so heavy. I'm losing. Can't hold it up. Master, the fighter's too big.
Size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you?
Of course not, but I never meant that you were...
And well, you should not. For my ally is the Force, and a powerful ally it is.
I know that. I'm trying to know.
Life creates it, makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us and binds us. Luminous beings are we. See, this arm of yours. We are not this crude matter. Not flesh and bone. You must feel the Force around you. Here. Between you. Me. This tree. That rock. Everywhere. Yes. Even between the land and your ship.
Master, I truly wish I could raise it, but you want the impossible.
Told you, did I not? All things are subordinate to the Force. Now see.
What?
Bigger than the stone are you? Smaller than the ship am I? And yet...
What?
What is that? To the Force.
The ship! You're doing it!
They're getting ready to move into hyperspace. It's just what we've been waiting for.
Oh, no.
Chewie, go aft and stand by the manual release for the landing crew.
Your Highness, I must point out that surrender is a perfectly acceptable alternative in extreme
Leia.
Circumstances. The Empire may be gracious enough to reconsider its attitude and be respectful.
Sorry, 3PO.
Ah, the nap will do him good. He's been through a lot.
What do you have in mind for our next move, James?
Well, if the fleet follows standard Imperial procedure, they'll dump their garbage before they go to light speed. And then we just let loose and float away.
With the rest of the garbage? Well, well. You're actually thinking instead of reacting. What do we do then?
Then we gotta find ourselves a safe port somewhere. You got any ideas?
Where are we?
I know it, system. Let's see what the data banks say.
I know it, system. There's not very much around here.
No. Well, wait.
I'm getting pretty good at that.
Lando.
Lando system?
Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando Calrissian. He's a card player, a gambler, a scoundrel. You'd like him.
Oh, thanks.
He's on the planet Bespin. That's pretty far from here, but I think we can make it on sublight engines.
What does that say? Cloud City? It's a mining colony?
Yeah, Tabana gas mine. Floating refinery, suspended in the atmosphere.
How'd one of your friends get into an honest line of work?
Lando conned somebody out of Cloud City. We go back a long way, Lando and me.
Can you trust this Lando?
Of course not.
No, of course not.
But he's got no love for the Empire.
Look, they're unloading their junk.
Hey, Chewie, here we go. Stand by the claw.
Well, will you look at that? Just like you said.
Looks like a zero-gravity scrapyard, doesn't it? Wish the taxpayers could see this. Attach the claw, partner.
It's working. What do you know? You do have your moments, hon.
Clean living and a pure heart triumph again.
The fleet's accelerating.
Into hyperspace. And good riddance to it.
Now if our luck will just hold out, we can...
Quit that kind of talk. It's a piece of cake from here on in. We hit Bespin, Lando fixes the Falcon, and we head for the rendezvous. Stand by, Chewie.
At least I get to find out if it's true.
If what's true?
All that stuff about honor among thieves.
Why don't you buckle in and give it a rest?
Lando.
from the ground? To your concentration, hold. Ten. Head down.
Yes.
Feet in the air. Your control, remember.
Turn.
Well done. No limits are there to one who reaches out to the Force. Your equipment there. Raise that box.
There, up.
Yes, effort must there be. But within you is the power.
Hold still, R2. You go. No, don't worry. I won't let you fall.
Be serene. There is your strength. Through the Force, things will you see. Other places. The future. The past. Old friends long gone.
But how will I know? On? Leia! No! No!
Control. You must learn control. You do not concentrate.
I saw a city in the clouds. A floating city.
Friends have you there?
Yes, Han and Leia and the others. They were in pain.
It is the future, you see.
Future? Will they die? Please, Master, I have to know.
Difficult to tell. Always in motion is the future.
But I've got to go to them.
You act in haste? Oh, come, have you lost all wisdom?
I can't just let them be killed.
Decide you must how to serve their best. If you leave now, help them you could. But you would destroy all for which they have fought and suffered.
But... all right. I believe you, Master. But I feel as though I'm being torn in two.
Millennium Falcon, this is Cloud City Control. You will not deviate from your present course. Our interceptors will escort you for a landing. There will be no further warning shots. The next time we'll fire for effect.
Rather touchy, aren't they?
Han, I thought you were friends with this Lando person.
Ah, be quiet, Chewie. It was a long time ago. I'm sure Lando's forgotten all about that by now.
All about what? What are you getting us into?
Nothing.
There, just as I thought, we're in dreadful peril once again.
You really gotta do something about your morale problem, 3PO.
So, if you don't level with me right this second, I am going
little
to...
Little misunderstanding me and Lando had a while back.
Millennium Falcon, this is Cloud City Control. You're cleared for landing on platform 327.
See? Nothing to worry about.
Be advised, you are being tracked by our weapon systems.
Who's worried, huh?
I, for one, I must confess.
There's Cloud City.
I'll give you this much. It's beautiful.
But... what holds it up? Are you certain it's safe?
Chewie says not to forget, you still got that cutoff switch on your back, 3PO.
Oh.
Okay, there's the landing platform.
Shouldn't we have waited inside the Falcon, Princess Leia? There's no one here to meet us. It seems rather ominous.
I don't like it either, Han.
Well, what would you like, Your Highness?
Perhaps it will be all right. After all, they did permit us to land.
Lots of predators hunt that way, 3PO.
Don't worry. Everything's gonna be fine. Trust me.
Every time he employs that phrase, my circuitry becomes erratic. Ooh. Look over there.
Yeah, it's Lando.
All those surly gentlemen with the guns.
Oh dear, this is going to be a congenial reunion, isn't it?
Right. Hugs and kisses.
So, Han Solo, it is you!
See? My friend. Chewie, keep your eyes open.
You slimy double-crossing, no-good swindler! Guards, cover them!
We're done.
Been a long time, Lando.
Solo, you've got a lot of guts coming to Cloud City after what you've pulled on me.
Who? Me?
You might as well put up your fist now. I'm gonna knock you down either way.
No, hey, wait!
Hey! I just wanted to see if you can still duck as fast as you used to. How you doing, you old pirate? Where you been?
He seems very friendly, doesn't he, Your Highness?
Well, here and there, business as usual.
Nothing honest?
Yes, 3PO, very friendly.
Of course not, profit margin's too low.
And what are you two doing here?
Repairs to the Falcon. I thought you could help me out, Lando.
What have you two lunatics done to my ship?
Your ship? Hey, you lost her to me, fair and square.
A lucky day for you, only thing you ever did right. And how you been, Chewbacca? You still hanging around with this loser?
Hello. What do we have here? What a charming young lady.
Lando, this is...
Welcome, my dear. I'm Lando Calrissian, administrator of this facility. And who might you be?
I'm Leia. How do you do?
And welcome, Leia. You have definitely improved my day.
All right, you old smoothie.
Come in, all of you.
Thanks. Come on, Leia. I knew we could count on you, Lando.
Hello, Administrator Calrissian. I am C-3PO, Human-Cyborg Relations. My entire facilities are...
Yeah. Come on along, Chewbacca. Leia, you'll have to tell me what these two did to the prettiest starship that ever graced the sky.
Well, really, sometimes humans can be so insensitive. What a remarkable place. So many life forms, no automata.
What's wrong with the Falcon, man?
Hyperdrive. Slows down twice.
That's all no problem. I'll get my people to work on it right away.
Thanks, Lando. That's one I owe you.
My pleasure. You know, Leia, that ship saved my life any number of times.
She has a habit of doing that sort of thing.
It's the fastest hunk of junk in the galaxy.
It's a gas mine. Still paying off for you?
Oh, not as well as I'd like. We're a small outpost here by Imperial standards and not very self-sufficient.
You seem to be prospering.
I've had supply problems of every kind. I've had labor difficulties. I've been... What's so funny, man?
You. Listen to you. You sound like a businessman, a responsible leader.
Leia, don't you laugh at me, too.
I won't, Administrator Calrissian.
We're going to have to get you used to my first name. Come, I'll show you to your quarters. Yeah, it's true. I am responsible these days.
How unfortunate for you.
It's the price you pay for being successful this way.
This is so interesting. Oh, dear, where did they go? Dear, what shall I do now? Another relations droid. Oh, how nice to see a familiar face. Hello.
On B-Room, in Chiltown.
How rude. Obviously an inferior design. Well, oh, what's this? A technical facility. How marvelous. Why, that sounds like an R2 unit in there. I wonder. Hello, is anyone there?
You. Who are you?
Oh, my. I'm terribly sorry, sir. I didn't mean to intrude. I'll just go on my way.
Come back here,
no,
you.
No, please, don't get up.
Hold still.
Oh, wait. Oh, this is all a terrible misunderstanding. I've been shot.
All right, R2, let's see how the engines sound. Not bad, considering she was underwater. Okay, shut them down.
Luke! You are being impulsive, unthinking. You must not go.
But they'll die if I don't.
You don't know that for certain, Luke.
Then?
Even Yoda cannot see their fate there in Cloud City.
But I can help them. I feel the Force.
But you cannot control it. This is a dangerous time for you, Luke, when you will be tempted by the dark side of the Force.
Yes, to Obi-Wan, you listen, Luke.
Master, I promise to return and finish what I've begun. You have my word.
It is you and your abilities the Emperor wants. That is why your friends are made to suffer.
That is why I have to go.
Luke, I don't want to lose you to the Emperor the way I lost Vader.
You won't, Ben.
Stopped they must be. On this all depends.
If you choose to face Vader, you will do it alone. I cannot interfere.
I understand. R2, fire up the converters.
Luke, don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
Strong is Vader. Mind what you have learned, youngster. Save you it can.
I will, Master. And I'll return, I promise. You'll see.
Obi-Wan, told you I did. Reckless is he. And now, matters are even worse than before.
That boy is our last hope.
No, there is another.
Luke Skywalker is drawn towards a future that no Jedi Master, Dark Lord, or Emperor can predict or control. And in Cloud City, are the man to whom he owes his life, the woman whose image has led him to tragedy and triumph, and the enemy who stands poised for a final battle. Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Billy Dee Williams as Lando Calrissian, Perry King as Han Solo, John Lithgow as Yoda, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Princess Leia. Also heard were Bernard Behrens, Nicholas Kepros, Stephen Markle, Jeffrey Pearson, David Rashi, Alan Rosenberg, and Jay Sanders. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back was directed by John Madden with Tom Vagley. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Music by John Williams. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. The executive producer was John Boss. Post-production was realized at Studio M in St. Paul on the 3M Digital Mastering System by Tom Vagley. Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back was produced by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles, with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.